You don't know me.
Confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Since it is Halloween week, we asked our listeners to contact us if they have any spooky secrets that they've been dying to share.
Ooh, I like your choice of words. Yes!
Oh, wow.
Dude, I am so in this season.
Yeah. See, I'm not a fan.
Oh, like let's do it.
I'm not a huge fan.
Oh, well.
That's scary.
Maybe be a fan for the next 6 to 7 minutes because...
I meant of the show.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm just not a fan.
Oh, yeah, me. But we did have a few people reach out to us. One person is choosing to go by the scary name Phil.
Oh, okay.
It's Phil.
Phil.
Even if a vampire's name was Phil, I'd be like, yeah, what up, Phil?
Phil,
friendly name.
Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, spooky.
Yeah. Phil, you are today's mass speaker. We're altering your voice with our voice changer. Whenever you're ready, go ahead. Tell us your spooky confession.
Ooh. All right. First, I just want to say that I promised my friends I would never tell this.
You promised your friends?
Oh.
Oh, man.
So broken.
You're the snitch of the group.
Yeah.
Well, it's really freaky. And I, look, okay, here's what happened.
Okay. Don't worry. If all your friends end up leaving you, we'll be your new friends.
Yeah, totally. I could use some more friends.
What happened? I mean, it happened when you guys were all together?
Yeah. So it was like 5 years ago. We were like all camping.
Uh-huh.
It was, like, near this, like, remote lake. It was, like, kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, see, I don't mess with this. I don't like any of this. Keeping secrets and camping, hate them both.
Jose's just scared that there wasn't electricity.
Yeah. So... Dude, what about the Wi-Fi?
But this is Brooke's dream, right?
It is.
Yeah, that's true.
It is.
Brooke's such an outdoorsy.
It's my favorite place to spend my time.
So what happened?
Weird.
All right, so we're, like, doing your normal camping stuff. Mm-hmm. We're drinking. We're making s'mores. We got a fire going.
Yeah, okay. It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And there's like another campsite kind of nearby, and they're just doing their own thing. And then all of a sudden, we just hear the screaming, like a child screaming for help.
Oh my God, did you go help?
Oh my gosh, I'd be so freaked out.
See, this is funny. In scary movies, when an adult screams, I'm like, I'm not going over there. But if it's a kid, I would totally go check on a child. So this is brilliant if you're about to get murdered.
That sounds weird when you say that.
Oh, yeah. I meant like I care for the that does sound weird.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
stop.
Yeah. Would you?
I want to save the kids.
Was it coming from like the other campground? Was there kids over there?
That's what's crazy. Neither of us had kids with us.
Weird.
And this is the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. So it's
Oh my God. Was it like a lost child in the woods or something?
That's scary.
Well, we didn't know. So we were like, we got to go look. I mean, it sounded like a kid was in trouble, right?
Yeah.
So, Jose, you would grab a flashlight in this situation and go out into the dark woods to look for this child.
If I was with 50 other people,
yes. If he could hold Phil's hand.
Yeah. And I'm in the very back, then yes.
So what'd you guys do?
Well, we all like got our flashlights and like started looking around.
Oh my God, this is scary. But you would have to.
Did you find anything?
Well, we went out to this field, and I don't know how to describe it. We saw this tall, pure white figure.
Okay, like not child size.
It was far enough away that we couldn't make out exactly what it looked like, but it was—it looked like a 7 feet tall.
Like and a giant.
Oh, I don't like that.
Like an albino Sasquatch. Is that what we're going with?
Like a Larry Bird, like a big white.
Okay.
Whoa.
Wait, and was that what was screaming? The big white figure?
Well, we had to try to get a little closer, and the closer we got, the more it backed away.
It kept you at a distance.
Did you call out to it?
We were like, is everything okay? It didn't respond. I don't know what it was.
Oh, this is freaky.
What was going through your mind?
I was just hoping that I wasn't going to get killed.
Oh. Jose is wondering, is it single?
And where's the child?
Yeah.
I came here to help.
I mean, did the screaming stop?
The screaming kind of came and went. We, like, looked all night. I don't think we slept at all.
Bro, you found the portal to hell.
Yeah.
You found the portal. The screams are coming straight from down there.
Or you're hearing noises. You're seeing strange apparitions. Did you guys do more than just drink at this campsite?
Yeah, they're doing...
That's the question.
Yeah.
We only had beer, I promise.
Whoa. Only beer.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
So what...
And we weren't smashed. We were aware of what was going on.
Wow.
What do you guys think it was? A ghost?
I have no idea, but I haven't even said the craziest part.
Shut up. Yeah, you have.
What? What happened?
So So we eventually go back to our campsite, and it's like dawn.
Okay.
And there is a doll with button eyes placed by our campfire.
Shut up.
No way.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
It left you a present.
No. That present.
Or that was the scream. What if the child's trapped in the doll? Or what if the doll what is a child?
I am telling you, we searched everywhere. There was no kid.
Oh. So where did the doll come from?
I don't know. And maybe now that you've are you worried that now that you've said something on the radio that you've
reawoken
something?
We are number one for spirits.
It is.
Oh, I am now.
Yeah. Oh my God. That is crazy.
Yeah, another reason I will never go camping.
Yeah. What's the fun in that?
Dude, I'm just like, tell me where the campsite is. My kids always love free toys.
No!
Now, if he ever walks by a Chuck E. Cheese and hears girls screaming, he's like, oh no, it's back. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Phil.
I mean, thanks for listening.
Okay, man.
Text in to 78592. If you have a confession you've been holding on to, we can hide your identity by masking your voice so you can become the next mass speaker. We got your phone tap coming up next.